Daryl Hess was the former and only homelessness coordinator for the municipality of Anchorage from 2009 to 2012. He says during that time, he read through 40 years of studies and plans about homelessness in the city. And the end results were typically the same. They suggested that agencies try to solve it with little cost to the local government. Hess, speaking just as a citizen, says that needs to change.
I'm hoping with the next plan that there is a robust commitment from local government. Without that commitment, the plan will once again not be nearly as successful as it could be.
Hess suggests that the municipality could do things like speed up the permitting process or adjust some zoning rules to enable affordable housing developments. Brian Shelton Kelly from Anchorage Neighborhood Works agrees with these suggestions. He says developers need incentives to build property for low-income households. But he says the problem is twofold. It costs at least $500 just to maintain, insure, and keep the lights on for a rental unit. That's too much for people on very small fixed incomes to pay. And even if properties could be subsidized and built, community members have to be open to projects in their areas.
While, you know, there's that kind of general overall support for affordable housing, when we go to communities or neighborhoods to suggest a project or to suggest that a project will be located on a particular site, no one wants it in their backyard.
Ron Oliva owns property by the Brother Francis Shelter and Beans Cafe. He says those services and others hurt businesses, enable substance abuse, and cause more harm than good.
It's a disaster economically. It's a disaster health-wise. You wouldn't know the things that I've put up with in the form of unsanitary conditions.
Carmen Springer is the executive director of the Anchorage Coalition to End Homelessness, and she chaired the listening session. She says the new 5-year community plan will incorporate the input of everyone who's impacted by homelessness. And for her, that's everyone in Anchorage.
We all interact with the homeless community every day, whether it's because we know someone who may be part of that community or whether we're trying to decide how it fits within the larger framework of the Anchorage community.
Springer says the plan aims to solve the problem even when agencies are receiving less and less funding.
So if we can come together as a community and look at the services that are needed and how we can provide them in a more strategic way so that it's more economically feasible and it's reaching all the people with appropriate services at the appropriate time, then it's going to be better for everybody.
Some participants suggested consolidating services across agencies to make them more efficient. The plan committee will hold a large summit in the early spring to discuss their ideas and present the data they gather. The new plan will come into effect this summer. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.